This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجاء رجل من أقصى المدينة يسعى قال يا موسى إن الملأ يأتمرون بك ليقتلوك فاخرج إني لك من الناصحين. صدق الله العظيم. So yes, there is now a new development and a new challenge that stares Sayyidina Musa عليه السلام in his eyes. He had spent the night in fear, in panic, in anxiety. The next day he encounters that same Israelite having an argument and an altercation with another Copt and a Qibti. Musa alayhi salam disciplines him, admonishes him, reprimands him to say like, listen, innaka laghawiyyun mubeen, you forever fighting. And then Musa alayhi salam queries the merits of the case and discovers yet again this man is innocent and he's on the receiving end. So he advances to apprehend the foe and the enemy. But the Israelite went into panic mode, having heard the strong words of Musa alayhi salam. And he said, O Musa, turidu an takuna jabbaran fil ard? Do you want to be a tyrant? Do you want to strike me? Oops. A slip from his mouth was quite an expensive affair, was quite a costly affair. He's blown the whistle, he's divulged the secret, he's exposed the reality. The Copt left the whole argument, intercepted the information, relayed it to Pharaoh. And yes, Pharaoh has now discovered, who was behind or who was responsible for the death of this soul that was lying there in the city of Egypt. Immediately, a warrant of arrest was issued. Now, my brother and my sister, you probably could be going through so much in your life at this very moment. But I ask you, when you look at the challenges in the life of the Anbiya and we look at our challenges, we definitely have to agree our difficulties pale and are in no comparison to the difficulties, the adversities and the challenges in the life of a Nabi. Yay, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam, helping someone, empathy, kindness, care for someone, unintentionally, inadvertently, the intensity of the fist and the blow proves to be fatal, a life is lost. The next day he observes this man again arguing, he comes to his aid. This person unfortunately exposes Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Not that Sayyidina Musa did anything wrong, it was unintentional, he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this information is now relayed to Pharaoh. Can you imagine or begin to imagine the pain, the concern, the difficulties and the fear that is gripping the mind of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Well, that is precisely what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention about in verse 20 of the 88 verses of chapter 28. And we take a cue and we take direction and guidance and counsel and navigation from the life of Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقَصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى. And a person comes running from the furthest point of this city. And he says, Ya Musa, إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ. Verily the ministers. Mala' ibaratun refers to a group of people. تَمْتَلِئُ الْقُلُوبُ مِّنْ هَيْبَتِهِمْ. Who have prominence in society, who make an impression in society. So the affluent, the leady, the ruling elite, etc. إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ. Verily the ministers, يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكْ. They are in closed-door meetings. They are in deep meetings. And from the info that I have received, يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ لِيَقْتُلُوكَ. They are planning to assassinate you and to execute you. فَخْرُجْ إِنِّي لَكَ مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. My advice to you is to leave Egypt and move on. This is the best counsel I can offer. Okay, who is this well-wisher? Who is this kind soul? So in Jalalain, it is mentioned that this was رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ, a believing soul from the family of Pharaoh. Chapter 40 in the Quran, is Surah Mu'min, and it speaks. So one is Surah Mu'minun, that's chapter 23. One is Surah Mu'min in its singular form, and Mu'minun is in the plural form. Surah Mu'min speaks about this very same person, and many say he was the cousin of Pharaoh. And in the Hasha of Jalalain, it is even mentioned his name was Hizqil, Hizqil. Of course, there was a Nabi as well by the name of Hizqil, alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his very sincere message to his people. وَيَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ يَوْمَ التَّنَادِ يَوْمَ تُوَلُّونَ مُدْبِرِينَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ. O my nation, I fear for you. يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ يَوْمَ التَّنَادِ. The day where there will be mutual slogans that will be called out. يَوْمَ تُوَلُّونَ مُدْبِرِينَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. And then he says, سَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ. I warn you, I advise you, I remind you, and you will remember my words. You will remember my words. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. And I hand my matter over to Allah. Likewise, in Surah Yasin, there is a similar incident where the messengers had come to a particular group of people. Some say they were prophets, some say they were the envoys of prophets. Both these opinions exist. And some say the city is, Antalya, where these messengers had come, in Taqiyya, as we would refer to it in Arabic. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. And narrate to them the incident of the people of this town, city, and community. إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. When messengers and envoys came to them. إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنَ. Initially we had dispatched two. فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثِ. And then we added on reinforcement with a third one. فَعَزَّزْنَا فَقَوَّيْنَا بِثَالِثِ. فَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. And these messengers came to the people and said, listen, we've been sent to you. And the nation retorted in an uncouth manner, مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا وَمَا أَنْزَلَ الرَّحْمَانُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. You guys are regular folks. You guys are ordinary mortals. And Allah hasn't sent down anything divine. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ. You guys are speaking lies, etc. قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ. The messenger said, Allah knows we are speaking the truth. And then the nation threatened that, you know what, لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ, we will stone you to death. وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. You'll be gripped by severe punishment from us. And so the nation is having this argument with these pure, noble, pious souls. And Allah says, وَجَاءَ مِنْ, again, a similar context. A person from the furthest part of the city comes, يَسْعَرْ, running. And what does he say? يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So just like in the context of Musa alayhi salam, and I'm having that flash and hence I'm sharing it, a person from a distant place comes and he offers counsel to Musa alayhi salam. He comes to the rescue, which I told you, according to many narrations, his name was Hizqil, and he was Rajulun Mu'min, which is referenced in chapter 40 of the Quran. Here again, in the tale of these prophets recorded in Surah Yasin, the Quran says a man came running from the most distant part of the city, and he said, oh my people, ittabi'ul mursaleen, don't challenge these prophets, don't oppose these prophets, follow the message of these prophets. Ittabi'u man la yas'alukum ajra. Follow those who do not seek any remuneration and compensation. Wahum muhtadun, and they are guided souls. And then he advised his nation in a very amazing way. Wamaliya la a'budu alladhi fatarani. And why should I not worship the Allah who created me? And this is mentioned again in Ruhul Ma'ani, fihi talattufun, in that adoption of that expression of saying, why should I not, was a message to them, meaning you should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he put it on himself, so in that it was a euphemistic approach. It was a euphemistic approach, and that's the teachings of Islam. أَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً. Should I ascribe partners with Allah? And if Allah intends harm for me, these partners cannot help me in any way. Inni amantu bi rabbikum. Verily, I have brought iman on Allah, who is your Lord as well. Unfortunately, the nation did not heed his call, and they struck him, and it was fatal, and he passes on, and then he is elevated into Jannah. قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. We read it. And again, I urge you, my brother, and I implore you, my sister, and I call out to you, my young son and my young daughter, study the Quran. I was saying to someone now recently in a trip in London, when people are into fine dining and they love their food, and then you said, how do you like your steak? No, I just have steak. They said, no. Let me tell you, you must have medium to rare. And then you know what? You must drizzle some mushroom sauce on it. And then you must garnish it with this here. And then you must sprinkle this here. And then you must add this on here. And then you tell me, how does that steak taste? So you got to create that whole atmosphere. You got to do it in a particular way. Well, I'm asking you, my brother and my sister, how do you read your Quran? You just pull out your phone and you just browse on it casually? Well, then how are you going to get that feeling with the Quran? I urge you, perform ablution, and to the best of your ability, hold the mushaf, hold the Quran, sit in a respectful manner. Yes, you're on the run, you're traveling, and you're unable to do that with that added time on, then you can replace it by going on your Quran app. There's absolutely nothing wrong. But to the best of your ability, performing the wudu, sitting in a respectful position, connecting with the Quran, holding onto the Quran and the mushaf, that would create a different feeling, flavor, atmosphere, and spirituality. Okay, so this was a person in Surah Yasin. Again, the same context. He came running, and then he came to rescue or tell his people, listen to the message of the Nabi. They killed him. He was, you know, granted entry into Jannah. And what did he say? Ya layta qawmi ya'lamoon. I wish my nation knew what Allah has given me. Bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min al-mukrameen. My Allah has forgiven me and he has pardoned me and he has honored me and dignified me. Nasaha qawmahu hayyan wa mayyita. Yes. Nasaha qawmahu hayyan wa mayyita. He advised his nation while he was alive and post his demise. Allah communicates that in the Quran. When the companions were martyred in Uhud, لما أصيب إخوانكم بأحد جعل الله أرواحهم في أجواف طير خضر. Allah placed their souls, in the authentic hadith, into birds, and these birds fly merrily in the gardens of Jannah. ترد أنهار الجنة تأكل من ثمارها. Eating from the fruit of Jannah, drinking from the springs of Jannah. When they seen the hospitality of Allah, they said, oh Allah, how can we convey to our brothers on earth how you have honored us so that they can also attain this rank? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then conveyed their sentiments via Jibreel in the form of Quran on the heart of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the verses were revealed. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. That do not consider those who have been martyred in the part of Allah as dead. بَلْ هُمْ أَحْيَاء. They are alive. يُرْزَقُونَ. They are sustained. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. They are elated, happy, excited, and jubilant. Okay, that was just an objective digression. That was verse 20, where this person, Hizqil, Rajulun Mu'min, comes to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, gives him an alert, there is a warrant of arrest against you. So, ukhruj, exit from the city, inni laka minan nasihin, I have your interest at heart. Verse number 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ. So he exits. He exits minha from the city of Egypt, khaifan, in great fear, in great panic, in great concern, yataraqab, watching, monitoring. He doesn't know what's going to happen. And the scholars say that this individual told Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that I know you were innocent and you did not intend it, but these people will not accept your apology. They will not buy your story. They will not recognize the consequences that led to the situation. So they just not going to accept it, hence leave. فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا. He left the city of Egypt, خَائِفًا, in fear, in apprehension, and he made the dua to Allah, رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh my Allah, save me. Save me from an oppressive nation. Save me from a tyrant people. Save me from people who are abusive. So here he now leaves Egypt. Understand, you say, you know what? I have this cloud hanging over my mind. I have this, it's so blurred before me. And things are so, tolling heavy on me. Appreciate the dynamics and the challenges in the life of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And for a moment, to be honest and frank, he doesn't even have a clue which way to head out. Like, you know, you're stranded, you say, okay, I'm going to take shelter here, I'm going to phone someone. He doesn't even know which direction to set in, where to go. There's no food, there's no shelter, there's no one with him. And these are the words of Allama Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi. Min Misr ila Madian, from Egypt to Madian. ولكن إلى أين يذهب موسى ومصر كله مملكة لفرعون. Where does Musa alayhi salam go to? Because the whole of Egypt is under the authority and the control of Pharaoh. وشرطة فرعون بالمرصاد لهم عيون الغراب وشامة النمل. And the intelligence of Pharaoh are scattered right across the length and breadth of Egypt. And they obviously have this eye of a crow and the smelling sense of an ant. ألهم الله موسى أن يذهب إلى مدين. Allah inspired Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام to focus his direction towards Madian. So Allah put it into him and Allah guided him and he started moving towards that direction. ولكنها بلاد سعيدة لأنها بعيدة من فرعون. Of course, Egypt was a fully fledged city. It was developed. It was a cosmopolitan place. It was inhabited. Whereas Madian, on the other hand, was much more laid back. It was more a village type of a place. But it was more blessed because it was safe from the grip and the clutch and the tyranny of Pharaoh. And I just love these words of Allama Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah. And of course, Allah had blessed him with this pen. Ya habbadha al-badawatu ma'a al-hurriyati wal-adli. Ya habbadha al-badawatu ma'a al-hurriyati wal-adl. I will welcome a life as a villager living in a remote village, provided the life in that village is coupled with freedom and justice. Then living in a populated city, living in a cosmopolitan city, living where there are high-rise buildings and tall buildings, but you know what? There's no safety, there's no security, there's no protection. So rather live in a simple, basic, you know what, laid back, but there's meaning to it. وَيَا شَقَاوَةَ الْمَدَنِيَّةِ مَعَ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ وَالذِّلِّ. And he says the same thing, وَالذُّلِّ, that woe be to the life in a very developed place. You live in, you know what, in a very advanced, in a first world country, but you live in a life where there's no meaning, there's no time, there's no connection. You cannot, you know what, spend time with your family. There is this life of slavery, holding on to multiple jobs just to break even. And there is no quality of life. There is no quality of life. Okay, we'll leave it on that note. So he now has to exit. And of course, this has to be done very discreetly, cognizant of the warrant of arrest. And instinctively, he's been directed towards Madian. Let's see how he travels. And does anyone accompany him? And where does he spend his nights?